Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
This week, Coastside Carousel is on the road. Not too far, just 8 miles north of my KHMB studio is Studio E in Montera. And quietly, our friend Rich Pearsall, who apparently disdains retirement, is a friend of many artists on the Coastside producing their albums. This week on Carousel, we feature the Americana sounds of Mark Weezer, a multi-instrumentalist who is a longtime member of Califuegos. That unique blend of alt, Mexicana, Americana music, if you will, and also the classic country Americana group Los Bros, and most recently with his band, The Lucky Dogs, writing and performing 9 new songs for his upcoming album release this month called Lucky Dog. Great to be with you guys. Rich, it's been a while since I've been in the studio.
It has. Yeah, it's great to have you back, Mike.
Oh, man, this is great. And Mark, good to see you again. The last time, Mark, we talked was about 2 years ago with Califuegos. And I always knew that you were the multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and you were doing that kind of border music. But this new album feels like Americana. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I like the label Americana. I'll own it. these are songs that have sort of been hanging around for a few years, some of the songs. And then there were some new songs inspired by events in my life over the past year. And when I met Rich, we sort of set the scene for coming in and recording the 9 new tunes.
We're going to play 3 songs today from the album I'm Gone, Anyone But Me, which is a ballad, and you have a beautiful pedal steel guitar player in the band, and then Me and You. So let's talk about how this all came together. When I saw you at American Legion, probably back in June or July, you said, Mike, I've got a new project, can't wait to get on Coastside Carousel, and here we are in October of 2025. Tell us how it all began and where we are now.
When Califuegos was finishing their last album, which came out in July of 2024, we needed some re-recording of some vocals that didn't quite sound the way we wanted it to. And I knew Rich had a studio. I hadn't seen it, hadn't been in. I connected with Rich and asked if we could re-record those vocals. From there, Rich offered to work with me on any new music, and the seed was planted. Fast forward 6 months, and we have a finished album.
I always tell this to Rich, that me being the radio guy, always searching for content, I'm always in a hurry when you guys are in the studio. And Rich says, you can't hurry love, baby. You can't hurry love. Let's play the first track that I think is the single from the album. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's called I'm Gone. And then when we come back after the song, I want to ask Rich, you know, how you put it together. Could you just briefly, Mark, tell us what the song is about?
It's about heading out on a road trip. It could be a metaphor or it could be a literal meaning. Whatever the listener wants to take from it.
It's Mark Weezer, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Roll out of bed, comb my hair, facing off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dust to dawn, just a matter of time. Now be gone, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. My T's crossed and my eyes got dark. So long the words, goodbye thoughts. Made my choice and it sure feel right. Heaven hit the mines on a Wednesday night. I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. Gonna be bridges burned, the world turn a flame. Come Friday night, they won't recall my name. And everything will be the same, cause things have gone from bad to worse. Close my eyes, I'm news averse. I'm gone. that pale white light, I'm gone. Gonna be bridges burned, the world will turn a flame. Come Friday night, they won't recall my name. Everything will be the same. Roll out of bed, comb my hair, facing off with a cold out stare. Another day flash, dust to dawn, just a matter of time. I'll be gone, I'm gone.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. On the road this week in Studio E in Monterra with the amazing Rich Pearsall and Mark Weezer, and that is I'm Gone. Let's talk a little bit about the making of that song. And I told you guys before we started the show that, Mark, you sent a track to me, early iteration of the song, maybe a month or two ago, and you said, do not dare play this on KHMB. And not until Rich gives his final blessing, because in my untrained ear, it sounds almost the same. What do you do, Rich, between the earlier versions and where we are now?
Typically what we do when we're going to record an album or a song on an album is we'll do an ensemble recording. That's typically the best way to capture the mojo of what we're trying to do. Fortunately, Mark has worked with some great musicians over the course of several years and was able to just kind of get the pick of the litter to come in here and work on the basic tracks. So the basic tracks on that particular song, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, are we did bass, drums, keyboards, and Mark doing acoustic guitar and vocal. So we laid all that down as a group. I'm going to say maybe we did four or five takes of it, got one that we really felt captured the spirit. The interesting thing about the studio, and I don't want to belabor this too much, but you know, the one thing I can never fix on a recording is the mojo. I can fix just about anything else. We have a bad note. We have, you know, a mistimed thing. Those are all with, you know, contemporary recording tools, very easy to fix. But the feel, the groove, the mojo, that stuff has to be baked in from the beginning. And then we base everything on that. One of the philosophies that I have is that when you're tracking, when you're recording a song, it's like painting. You're building layer upon layer upon layer. But then when we get to the mixdown phase, which is the difference between what you earlier heard and what we, you know, ended up on the finished CD, we sculpt, we take away. We just make sure that everything that's on there is pertinent. It's that it all supports the song and that it's all part of painting a bigger picture or presenting a more complete package
while maintaining the vibe of the original intent of the song, which is amazing. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's go into another song now. And then when we come back, Mark, I want to talk about your musical influences because you're an amazing guitarist. Caught you recently at American Legion with your band. We'll talk about your band in a second, but let's talk about the ballad Anyone But Me. That pedal steel is beautiful and so heartfelt a song.
That is the great Rich Koenig, somebody who plays Coastside up and down the coast with different artists.
The great. I will interject.
The great Rich Koenig.
He is unbelievable.
Great guitar player also. That song came from a cross-country trip that I took with my wife in our camper van. We did 8,000 miles in 30 days. Along the way, we trace some of Route 66 and the towns that were once flourishing, vibrant communities have been decimated because Route 66, as we know, is no more. So we went through towns like Tucumcari and the roadside motels. They have not even torn them down and they've fallen into disrepair. I couldn't help but feel that people were stuck living lives of quiet desperation. And this song sort of came from that. Somebody imagining themselves leaving or outside of the lives they were faced with.
Let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. Mark Weezer with his band The Lucky Dogs, Anyone But Me, your debut on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside KHMB, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Mike Dale sitting with you, and we're at Studio E in Montara. It's been a while since I've been hanging out with my buddy Rich Pearsall, an amazing producer, helping a lot of local artists sound brilliant, and you guys should all be famous, Mark. I've told you that before. Mark Weezer of the Lucky Dogs here. We're talking about his new album, Lucky Dog, and we're playing three songs for you today. Tell me about, Mark, about your growing up. What were you listening to as a young teenager before or during your starting your guitar?
Grew up Southern California about the time California country rock was coming around. Maybe the Byrds were the seminal group in that. And then, of course, Jackson Browne, the Eagles came along, and, of course, Crosby, Stills, Nash. Big influences on me. I love the vocal harmonies, the acoustic takes on their music. And that sound, more than anything, sort of influenced my musical experience. Not so much country early on, but I've come to embrace and love country as well.
You know, our good friend Kenny Hibbetts once joked with me on Coastside Carousel that, you know, he's from the Carolinas. And he said, you know, Mike, I just keep it simple. I've been working on the cowboy chords my whole life and just trying to perfect those. When I saw you at Legion, Mark, I kind of felt the same way. I mean, it's beautiful with the pedal steel, but you're basically doing cowboy chords.
Yes. Country music has been described as three chords and the truth.
Speaking of the truth, how about Me and You? Tell us about that song.
Somebody close to me had a life-threatening medical emergency in February. It was a life-altering experience. It sort of recounts some of the experience in a hospital. And afterward, the feeling that anything can happen to anybody at any time. Things work out the way they're supposed to be, and we came through it.
Here's the song now. This is Me and You. It's Mark Weezer and his new band, The Lucky Dogs, from the album Lucky Dog, released this month. And we got it now for you on KHMB, Coastside Carousel. Community, your voice. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, broadcasting from Studio E in Monterra this week with master producer Rich Pearsall and Mark Weezer of his new band, The Lucky Dogs, and from the album Lucky Dog. Find it in all the streaming platforms. And Mark, while that song was playing, you were telling me you wanted to talk about the band you got, this collective of brilliant musicians along the Coastside.
Yeah, I had the tremendous good fortune to play with several people I had not played with before. Rich knew musicians. We brought in Pete Amore on drums, Tom Fikes on bass, who I played with for 15 years on the coast, the brilliant David Gilmore on keys, who I've collaborated with also for almost 15 years. We had singers come in. We had Jane Woodman from Slacktide Currents sing on the album. Amazing voice. We had Lisa Marie Johnston, who is a Coastside musician, plays with the False Bottom Band. We had Janine Wilkinson, Amy Lynn Thomas, and Scott Goldstone, all great musicians in their own right. And it was just a tremendous honor to play with some of these people. I think I mentioned Rich Koenig on pedal steel. And a special thrill was I got to play with my son, who is a musician. He came in and picked up drums on three songs.
And did a great job. He really,
far
really,
better
really.
Than I ever could have hoped for.
Yeah, it was really great.
Special moment. So just being able to play with that Kosai collective of musicians made the project exceptionally special.
So, Mark, what brings the rest of 2025 and on into 2026 for you? Are you going to keep playing with the Lucky Dogs?
I hope to keep playing with the Lucky Dogs. You know, it depends on circumstance and people's schedules and whatnot. I would love to continue playing these new songs.
Now, Rich, last time I talked to you, and we'll make it brief here because we're running out of time on the show, is that you're taking a little break now for the fall, right? No more studio sessions for a while?
Easier said than done. No, I have a new project that's kicking off in October now, so...
You've been withholding.
And I've got another project kicking off in November. So I'm taking a few days off. You know, there's so much great music here on the coast. It's just so compelling for me to want to jump in. And so I can't say no.
Hey, if I could interject, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the tremendous opportunity and the gratitude I have working with Rich. He inspired my songs. He contributed to the lyrics. He advised on the arrangements. And I felt like it was like twin sons from another mother. We're so simpatico in the process and the journey of making this album. And I owe him a deep debt of gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this. I'm having so much fun. We got to do this again, maybe November, December. Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm available.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.